Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
Welcome to the Happy Hour Garage, featuring a duo of racing gals who live for the thunder of horsepower, the smell of high-octane fuel, and burning rubber at 200 miles an hour. They believe a day at the Speedway is like a day at the spa. Together, they bring you NASCAR news and interviews and get you ready for the races each week. And now, here's your hosts, Shannon Yoakum and Maureen Kelly from the Happy Hour Garage.
Helen, start your engine.
Hey, welcome to the Friday night edition of the Happy Hour Garage. Aha, it's a beautiful sunny day in fantastic British Columbia. I'm your host, Shannon Yoakum, and I am joined tonight, as always, by my lovely co-host, Maureen Kelly in Pennsylvania.
Right.
Are you getting drowning down there, Maureen?
You know, it's really odd. The sun came out just when the truck race started to run.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, tomorrow we drown again, so.
Ah. Who won the truck race, or is it still going?
You know, I stepped away from the TV before the end, but I think Matt did. I think it was the 88.
Oh, Matt Crafton.
Yeah, he ran a great race. And, you know, as always in a truck race, it always comes down to, you know, whose team had the right idea.
Absolutely.
You know, and he did the tire wear. You know, that's what happens when you have somebody who's been at it a long time versus a number of the rookies in the front. They were all really good, and I saw probably done with 7 laps to go. They were all really good, but Matt Crafton knows exactly what to do with his tire wear, and that's a kind of place where if you're only going to have a few sets of tires, you definitely want to, you know, have them for that last 10 laps.
There you go. There you
and
go.
As a matter of fact, I checked, and yes, Crafton won.
Oh, good. And yeah. And Suarez, I understand, ran second.
He did.
That kid, one of these days, will get a win. Buddy is also joining us this week from, Johnson City. I always want to say Bristol, but Johnson City, Tennessee. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How is everybody tonight?
We are all good, and I'm really looking forward to talking to our next guest. This man has got some great news for all you people that are going to Charlotte in May. And just a little FYI, us three are going to meet in Charlotte next May. So hopefully Ed Heinz will do this again. And please welcome to the show Ed Heinz. He's the president of New Age Marketing Motorsports. New Age Generation Motorsports Marketing. That's a mouthful. I was kind of laughing, Ed, when I was writing it out. I thought it's if you use it as an acronym, it's NEGM. So that's kind of what you almost have to do, right? You're a PR guy. You go out and do all kinds of stuff. You're also a friend of the Happy Hour Garage, and we've been very grateful for the leads that you have given us on drivers and various people for our show. So before we go too far, I just want to say thank you for that. That's really been awesome.
You're quite welcome. I'm glad I could be of help, and hopefully I can be of future help as well. We have many that need name recognition, and they enjoy talking to the fans as well.
Mm. We've really enjoyed talking to some of these past drivers and stuff, and some of their wives and daughters and brothers and sisters. It's been really interesting, and thank you very much. Why don't you tell us about what's coming up in Charlotte?
Oh, wow. I think we have something for everyone at Charlotte on May the 27th. That is the weekend of the Coca-Cola 600. We're going to be at the Speedway Harley-Davidson dealership there in Concord, North Carolina. And we have a great lineup of racing personalities and recording artists and just a great put together for the fans, and want to bring the fans and the drivers and the legends, the Hall of Famers, closer together without a big fence and wristbands and so forth. So we're geared up for it.
And that's Pat Rogers, who I actually have been to a soiree at his place there. And if people don't know, Pat Rogers Harley Davidson is just a walking distance to the track, really. It's not even half a mile. I was going to say kilometer, but it's not very far. We've walked there back and forth before, and Pat puts on a heck of a show. He's got a beautiful shop there. It's just fantastic. And I know he had a band and all kinds of stuff, but you've added all this interest with bringing on all these drivers and legends and Hall of Famers. I mean, how exciting is that? And you've got classic cars coming in.
Oh, yeah. We're very fortunate. Gary D. Walter, he oversees a lot of the big classic car events here in North Carolina and is a great MC. And so we're grateful to him for coming on board with us to help bring in such a great amount of classic cars that are going to be there with us as well.
Oh, that sounds fun. And you've got an auction going on as well?
Oh, yeah. We have a real live auction. We're going to have a silent auction, and then there'll be a lot of collectibles for sale. The items that we're bringing in are as old as 25 years. We have a lot of Winston Cup items that we've collected over the years, and other people have as well. We've been very fortunate to have a lot donated, and Jack Martin of Racing Plus here in the racing industry, well known throughout the industry, has donated quite a bit to us to help further our cause for the different charities.
Ed, how long have you been putting this together?
Well, we started working on actually this event here. We've been doing this for about 5 years. We started out with actually six drivers. And 5 years ago, and decided along with Jack Martin at Racing Plus and our staff here at New Generation Motorsports Marketing. And so we said, well, why don't we put together? We have a lot of drivers, and Jack had all the venues because of his association with merchandising in NASCAR for 30 years. So we put it all together and said, well, you have the venues, let's put the drivers, and let's see if we can't put a little dog and pony show together. So. We did, and the next year it grew and grew, and then we had some people in Daytona that decided, well, can you come to the 500 and help us out with our charity, which was down there was the March of Dimes, and we said sure, and we gave it a try, and it just really grew. It mushroomed and blossomed into a great, beautiful flower, if you will. So we great success down there, and it also grew at the Coca-Cola 600. We decided to do the same thing, and it all blossomed together. Well, this year at the Daytona 500, about 4 weeks prior to that event, they shut the store down, and we weren't able to hold the event because we couldn't move it in time. But I guess to answer your question for this event, we've only worked on this for 2 months.
Wow. You're an expert at putting these things together.
Well, I don't know if it'd be an expert, but I would just, I'll give the credit, first of all, to God. He helps me out with everything that I do, and then I'll turn around and say thank you so much to the team that we put together. It's been a great team effort on behalf of Speedway Harley-Davidson over there in Concord with Amy Rock Thomas, now is the new owner, Pat's daughter, and Racing Plus with Jack Martin and our staff. So, and we had a gentleman named Bob Hissom, who is well known with all the legends in racing. He came on board, and Kathy Dorton, her son is John Dorton, the son of the famous engine builder Randy Dorton. So we put a great staff together, and Gary D. Walter, we put all us together, and it's been a team effort. It to put it all together in such a short period of time, we just knew we had to do something. We had so many celebrities in racing, good racing personalities. We needed to do something for the fans, and I didn't want to not doing anything at the Coca-Cola 600 this year because we've been doing it for 5 years.
Ed, can you tell our fans some of the names, some of the racing personalities they're going to be able to meet at this event?
Oh, sure. So I'll give you a few of the Hall of Famers, and we do have a couple others that I should have commitments on Monday. we kind of extended the deadline a little bit. But right now we have, of course, the great Bobby Allison will be there, and Donnie Allison and his wife Pat will be there, and Rex White and his crew chief, Don Johnson, was his crew chief in 1956. They'll be there, and, of course, the grandsons of Donnie Allison, Justin Allison and Taylor Strickland, they'll be there. So we'll have most of the entire Allison family will be there. They've been there for us over the years, and we're grateful to them. Miss Frances Flock, the wife of the late, great Tim Flock, our Hall of Famer, she'll be there. She's always there and bringing items from Tim's archives, and people have a chance to see them and even purchase some of them. Sam Bass, our famous artist and our NASCAR, greatest NASCAR artist that I've known, he'll be there along with his prints and posters, and we're grateful to Sam for coming. Mr. Bill Blair will be on hand with us, and Little Bud Moore, and Mr. Gray London. We have, out of Florida, we have a young man, Ricky Moxley. We put him in the truck series a few years ago, and he's a third-generation driver. His daughter, Taylor Moxley, which we're working to put her into the Camping World Truck Series, they'll be there, and Mr. Dave Moody from MRN will be there.
I see. And, oops, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. I see your event's also going to be taped on TV.
Yeah, we have a filming crew that's going to be there. We were worried that we weren't going to be able to get them there, but after scheduling and doing a lot of PR work with them, we've got a commitment, and they will be there filming this event, which we are going to make into a CD as well.
Good. And the money raised will go where?
Now, excuse me?
Well, the money you're going to raise through your live and silent auctions and the raffles, where does that go?
That will go to the Harley-Davidson, the local ministry, and also we will give part of it to the Ride to the Rock for Autism, and we also now have decided to the veterans that are coming to the event, and they need a little help up there in Mooresville, North Carolina, and we're going to give a percentage to them as well. So most of the money that we raise, we return it back to the less fortunate. We don't have all the big. We're not a big we're not a big organization. We raise what we can and give it back to the less fortunate. So those are the three charities that we'll be working with to try to help out and with whatever money that we raise.
And the entry fee is zero for fans, correct?
Absolutely.
And for those that don't know, it's right beside the extended stay, suburban extended stay on Speedway Boulevard there. It's right there, lots of parking. And what's the highway there called?
The what now? Excuse me?
The highway on the corner there.
Oh, well, Bruton Smith Boulevard, and it's right off of Bruton Smith. When you come off of Interstate 85, north or south, it makes no difference. And you head toward Bruton Smith Boulevard up toward the Speedway. You can take a right on Weddington Road, and there you are. The Harley-Davidson dealership is on the left there. You just can't miss it.
Oh, no, it's a beautiful facility. I mean, gosh, it's a huge shop, and there's a lot of famous race car drivers that have purchased Harleys from Pat. I think when I was there last time, he was chatting to Waddell Wilson, so he introduced me to him, and I enjoyed talking to those guys. But Clint Boyer, I think, has bought one, a couple other ones, and so it's well known that Speedway. And of course, Pat, does he still do the ride along or training thing at the track?
Yes, and he still has that going on, and we're gonna try to have that. Well, actually, we'll have that car there at the one of the cars that he has. We'll have that there from the Speedway Harley Davidson. It's a great looking car and a great piece, so we'll have that there as well to be on show. And it's just going to be interesting. We're also going to have Bill Blair's car there, and Billy Biscoe is bringing his car as well.
Nice.
Yeah, and then we have others that are calling in that want to bring some cars, but we've just got to see if we're going to have enough room to put any more show cars. We probably, at this time, we tentatively may have the monster truck there. That would be a great thing. So we have a lot going on there with the cars and the show cars and the drivers. By the way, Waddell Wilson will be there as well.
Oh, he's great. Oh. He's great fun to talk to. Hey, Maureen, wouldn't you like to meet him?
I would. You know, it's been a pleasure to talk to a lot of these people over this past year, and I would just love to meet them. You know, and you were just going over the list of people. I can't tell you,
ma'am.
Like, I've not met Bobby Allison, and I'd love to, and Frances Flock is a marvelous, marvelous woman, and I'd really enjoy it. I think it's wonderful that you're doing this and that people don't have to even buy a bracelet or anything to just come and get in line.
Well, you know, I mean, over the years, the reason we started the program, you know, was just the simple fact that in our racing industry, and this is my 19th year in NASCAR and working with a lot of drivers and sponsorships, but it's always been a barrier, you know, and you ladies and gentlemen there know on the show that it's always been something, a barrier, a wristband, something in the way, you can't shake a hand, you can get an autograph and move on, and our goal when we started this was to break down the barriers. And we actually used it as a theme. Let's break down the barriers, fans. This is for you. It's time for the fans to be able to interact with the drivers and Hall of Famers and legends, as well as those individuals like to interact with the fans. And they don't have a chance to in an orderly manner, because a lot of times it's a lot of chaos in field. I'm sure you know what it's like on pit road and so forth. So it's worked. It's good. The fans like it. And quite frankly, if we're going to bring people in, why should they have to pay if they're going to help our charities out? Why should they have to pay and have a wristband and a big wall between them? That's not getting good public relations between the fans and those racing personalities. So that's why we don't charge for these events as others do. And we could and give that money to charity, but there are a lot of people that just can't afford to, a lot of the less fortunate that like to come and meet these people, and they can't afford to. So we want everybody to have an opportunity to come in and meet all of the different personalities.
Mm-hmm. This is wonderful even for kids, you know, for families, because just in what you're saying there, I know being at NHRA events allows me to, and to bring kids with me and meet up with a lot of the people behind the scenes. And you really can't do that at NASCAR. And if you go to one of those premier events, you can't afford to buy a wristband for a family of four. It's expensive.
No, because you're right. Because it's time you feed your children and your family and so forth, and then try to fight the crowds. And we just don't want that. We want you to feel family free and family friendly, and those are the things that we look forward to. And you know, God gives us an opportunity, and he equips us with what we need to do this. So that's the reason we put it out there before everyone and give everyone the chance that you know, we've been fortunate to be where we've been at and in the industry, and over the 19 years I've, you know, you meet them all, but there's so many people, they're looking through a fence. They're looking through a pair of binoculars or whatever to try to just to see one of their favorite drivers. And we don't want that anymore. So we're doing this. And I'll also say this too. We have 10 cup drivers and I can't put their names out there. I'd love to, but we have 10 cup drivers and one major organization owner. And they're supposed to be stopping by, making an appearance. No promises, but after some of the staff had contacted each one of those individuals personally, they agreed, I'll try to stop by. So we do have some additional surprises with some cup drivers and that are going to pop in. And these are the well-known cup drivers, if you will, in NASCAR. And That's just the tip of the iceberg, my friends. There's a lot of legends I still haven't mentioned yet.
Is there a place where people can go to keep sort of up to date with this whole thing? Like, do you have a website, or should they follow you on social media somewhere? Or?
Well, we'll post out. We're actually going to start commercials. We'll do spot commercials. We're going to do 8 of those starting next week, and they'll be all over the Central Carolina area, throughout the Charlotte area. The website, we don't have a website. We've never had to have one, because everything we've done has been public and word of mouth, and it just spreads and it takes care of its own. We will be posting on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. There'll be press releases going out to all the local newspapers and news medias, television stations. Those will start the first of the week next Monday. But as far as a website, no, but you can, if you're on Facebook, it'll be all over Facebook. Many of the drivers and celebrities that are coming are posting it out as well on their websites. And you can also go to the website there at for the Speedway Harley-Davidson there in Concord. It'll be on their website as well. As a matter of fact, it's already posted on that one.
Oh, we'll make sure we put it up on ours as well. We'll put all the details on there that you've provided. And people can follow you on Facebook, right? Ed Heintz. That's Heintz, yes. Just like ketchup.
Yeah, well, just put a T right there before the Z and you got it. I might not be the 57th one, so I'll take the 57th.
T before the Z, okay.
And then you got my last name, Heintz, and you can find me on Facebook, and I'm an open page, so you're free to read and look at all the different pictures as well. But we're looking forward to this. It's really been expedited a lot. We've just really been blessed with all the different people that are coming on board. We still have them coming in. Morgan Shepherd just called. Morgan will be there as well. It's just an outpouring of individuals, and now I'm getting a lot of the young drivers are coming, like Randy Humphrey's young son. He's going to come, and they're up-and-coming drivers that we do have that are coming on board, and we just mix them all up. We've got the Hall of Famers, the young drivers, the legends, and the current drivers, and we put them all together in a big, long row and mix them up so everybody feels like, you know, they're important, and they feel like they're needed, and we do. We need them all.
Well, that sounds like so much fun. I wish it was this year we were going, eh, Buddy and Maureen?
Absolutely, but you'll be there next year, and we will, too.
Yes. Yeah,
we'll broadcast from it.
That's right. We'll do
it. You know, I wish you could. I mean, you're more than welcome to. I have several of them coming in from different areas that are going to come in and interview, and would be more than welcome. Actually, be honored to have you all come in and do a podcast there. You're more than welcome to do such.
Thank you very much, and we'll take you up on that next year. Well, thanks very much for telling everybody about this. I will put this on our own website, and we'll, of course, promote it for you right up to the event, and because a lot of those drivers that you mentioned, we've had interviews with, thanks to you. So, you know, it's a two-way street. We will help you as much as we can, and we're envious that of the people that are going to be able to go, because it sounds like a real blast.
Well, we appreciate you all as well. And once again, you know, it's a team effort. We couldn't do without you either.
No,
we sure couldn't. And it takes our people and our media, our mainstream media, to help us out, to get the word out, because once again, we just want to help everybody out and everyone have a good time, because the names I've mentioned, that's just one thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole lot more. And, Buddy, I'll be posting on your page quite a bit. I'll have a complete list of everything, Buddy. If I'll get it over to your page, and so you can share it out as well.
I certainly will. I'll post it out to all the groups I'm affiliated with.
Good. Oh, maybe you'd hang around for a second before you hang up there, and we'll polish off the show here, and if you don't mind standing by for a second, thanks very much.
You're quite welcome, and I'm honored to be on your show, and thank you so much for having us and allowing us to have the time to let the fans know, yes, hey, fans, we care about you. We want you to know that, and that's from the heart. That's not just speaking. Thank you very much.
We hope you've enjoyed hanging out in the Happy Hour Garage. Thanks for tuning in. Please join Shannon and Maureen next week for another episode of NASCAR News, interviews, and stories. Check out our website at www.happyhourgarage.com for our previous shows and see what's coming up next.